Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I got a question for Truth Nation. Hey, I seen this question out there, DJ Brother Z, and I wanted to bring it to the show. I definitely want to bring it to the show, and I need y'all to really tap in because this is an important question. And I talked to DJ Brother Z earlier, and when I taught him the question of the day, and you know, I'm interested in getting y'all response to this. So I'm gonna get to my question of the day. The question of the day: if you win $1 billion. Who are you calling first? If you win the lottery, if you win a billion dollars, who are you calling first? That's interesting because everybody cool, everybody want to talk. But trust me, some you win the lottery. Who are you calling first? First, big money, big money. Hey, DJ Brother Z, you win the lottery. You hit. It's $1 billion lottery. After you get finished hitting the backflips and jumping around, you pick up the phone. Who are you calling first?
Calling Sean and I telling him I quit.
You calling Sean to tell me you quit? You quitting the job?
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna.
Dang, you don't want to be. You know, running, helping me run the show. You know what I mean? Over with. At least let a brother go with you on one of the trips.
I ain't going on no trips now. Them planes still acting funny.
Oh wow. At least let me get blasted, sponsor me for getting blasted into space.
Yeah, nope, we ain't doing that either. Oh, wow. That's a waste of money right there.
Oh, wow. 833-212-1017. I want to know. If you won, you hit the jackpot. You pick up the phone. Who are you calling first? I'm serious, like that, and that person that you call first, that says a lot about that person too. DJ Brother Z, you know what my granddaddy told me. My granddaddy told me everybody got ideas that they'll call and tell you about, or they'll call you and give you their ideas, right? Just you know. But he said, but nobody is going to give you the winning lottery ticket. That's what he said. He said, people will call you and talk to you all day about ideas and things that they think we want to do. And because that's experimenting. But when it get real, and like if they win the lottery, that's when they're going to change. They may not even call you. You may not hear from them. If you hit the big bucks, if you hit the lotto, if you hit $1 billion, and you pick up the phone, I want to know who you calling first. 833-212-1017. You know when it's tragedy, they call your boy Tory Lowe first. They try to call me when it's bad. But if you hit the big money, is you going to call? I don't know. I may not get a call, DJ Brother Z. I might. Somebody might give me a call. I don't know. But we're going to head to the lines. James, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Brother Torrey, how you doing today?
How you doing, Brother James? You hit the big big one. Who you calling?
I'm going to call my wife first.
Hey, that's what's up. Baby, we did it.
Yep, I'm going to call my wife first, and then we're going to take us a vacation, decide how we're going to kind of bless some folks, you understand?
Okay.
And Torrey, God is my witness. If I want money like that, Torrey, I'll bless you and your organization too, brother.
That's what I'm talking about. At least get chicken sandwiches for the people that's on the front line.
Break you off a little something. Yeah, a little something.
but that's right. You got a wife. You will call your wife first.
That's right. She first.
Baby,
like I said, we'll take a vacation.
What you going to tell her?
While we're on vacation, we decide what we're going to do after
Hold
that.
Hold on. What you going to tell her? How you going to break it to her?
Man, you know what? Now, that's a good question, there, Torrey. I'm going to tell you, I want to sound like Dave Chappelle. We rich. You know the other part.
Damn.
Hey, Torrey, kind of money, she might even let me call her that. Hey, Torrey,
She going to slap you later.
Yeah, slap me later. That's right, Torrey. That's right. Slap me later. That's right. Love you, man.
Hey, Brother James. Thank you for tapping in. It's a serious conversation. Because you know what? Only in America where, like, you can do a scratch-off. I just told you a story about the homeless person that hit a million. Doing a scratch-off. You know, it can happen. But who you going to call? Who do you want? When you pick up the phone and say, is it somebody you love? And I'm looking in the chat. They said, I'm calling, Sincere said he calling a lawyer. He calling a lawyer ASAP. Brit say a lawyer and no one else after that. I'm going to say this. That's a big move. Because if you calling a lawyer, you know, and telling the lawyer, he finna get some of that money. Whoever that person is going to get some of that bread. even if it's an attorney, he gonna charge. Now he usually charged $150 for the phone call. Now he charging $1,000 a minute. You gonna look at the statement. He gonna have you on there for $1,000 a minute. You call him, talk about you want a Billy, okay? But I came up with some steps because I'm seeing that, you know, when I see people, when people get to talking about money, it get kind of funny, you know. That's why I never took one penny. People say, Torrey, you help the community, they ain't give you no money. I say, I didn't even want their money. Because when you're dealing with folks with money, it get funny. And I just wanted to get the work done and get up out of there. I didn't want to take no money. Many people was offering me money. They had to try to throw me the money. They tried to throw me the little money they had to try to give me. They started blowing down the street. Because I ain't take my hands out my pocket to try to get it. I ain't want it. Because I know people get funny when it comes to money. I wasn't trying to get no money. I was trying to get the results. Now I got all the results. And now, you know, we moving into the where we can put together structures financially to move forward. I done already did the work. But what I'm saying is it wasn't about the money, but I'm going to tell you this. When people start talking money, you get all these new friends, DJ Brother Z. All of a sudden, when you're on the bottom, nobody want to call you. But all of a sudden, when you get on top, hey, you the man. Everybody looking for a hand. They got their hands out. So a lot of people, when they win the lottery, they say, some people don't want, they want to be anonymous. I used to wonder why they don't want nobody to know that they done won the lottery. You know why? Because now all their cousins are going to show up. So Smith in the chat says, Milwaukee folks don't never share no money. They don't never share no money. I'll say this. You got to know this. Because I was playing the show from the person, from the homeless person from California, and he didn't know what to do. So the store manager had to help him through the process because, you know, it was unexpected. You know, and sometimes when you get that money unexpected, some people will get with you and take it away from you. A lot of y'all say y'all going to call an attorney, but then you don't know if that attorney going to set you up to take some of that money because you know first thing you're going to do is come up and see how you can get a piece of that billy. You know, then if you marry, maybe y'all was struggling a little bit, but when that money hit, hey, you might see the, you know, they might divorce you and get the half, get half of it. They was just around because I was struggling, but when that money came, all right, I'm ready to get a divorce. I'm taking half. Or you might get a good wife, like James, and go on vacation. Go on vacation and spend some time together. I don't know. But they say that you got to make sure that you, you know, manage the taxes on it. A lot of people don't understand. You could get the lump sum. Well, you know, let them take all the taxes out and get the lump sum, or you get it up, spread it out over a period of time. I don't know. I'm going to get the lump sum because it was money that I never had in the first place. So if I ever win the lottery, I'm taking the lump sum. Just take the taxes out. I only spent $2. I only spent $2 on the ticket. So if I win millions off of $2, give me the lump sum. Because I'm going to build up my community. Matter of fact, I know exactly where to put it. Britt says, you can't be anonymous in Wisconsin, unfortunately. Oh, man. So Britt saying, they don't even do anonymous in Wisconsin. Well, I don't know. Because once people find out, you seen Lil Bow Wow. What was that movie with Lil Bow Wow?
Lottery ticket.
You was ugly at first. Nobody didn't want you at first. Now you're gonna be playing Mike Jones. You're gonna be walking around. Back then they didn't want me. Now I got a billy, they all on me. 7551 says, don't tell no one on the phone you won that money of that caliber. Line tap, tell them to meet you somewhere. You right. Partners may set you up too much to think about. You call an attorney because he can help you stay anonymous, let you get more money by setting up businesses and other ways to stay under the radar. Tori, interesting you brought up this topic. Last week on 2020, they featured a black brother has entrusted a white woman, and she ended up killing him. He had won millions in the lottery. Ooh, wee. Now, and this is what I'm trying to tell you. You think, see, right now y'all lives is the way it is because you ain't got no money. You know, you're trying to, you know, put it all together, and all of a sudden, boom, you get this money. And all of a sudden, you got to worry about people trying to, hey, unfortunately, somebody might try to unalive you and take the ticket. 833-212-1017. Who you going to call? If you hit a billion, if you hit the jackpot for a billion, who you going to call? Who you going to call? Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now, y'all better call Tori Lowe. Because I'm going to have to guide you around to make sure you stay alive. They called me that for that right now. So guarantee I'm going to make sure you get from A to B. Just give your brother, you know what I mean, one of them chicken sandwiches and we going to be straight. That's about all I was getting in the first place. Y'all know I don't want the money. I want to get money, but at the end of the day, I want to build my community. So anything I get went to building my community. So I'm going to say this. Be careful.
One call, that's all.
Hey, look, now I need y'all to tap in. You know what I mean? Now I need y'all to tap in because I don't even know what I'm reading right now. No, it's not. It's not it. We got it. Hey, right now is our One Call That Song Gruber 5K giveaway. That's right. Now is your chance to be entered in to win our Gruber Law Office 5K giveaway right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 10 right now and be entered in to win our Gruber Law Offices 5K giveaway, 833-212-1017. Be caller number 10 and be entered in to win our Gruber Law Offices 5K giveaway. Once again, caller number 10, 833-212-1017. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, give Gruber Law Offices a call. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Salute to Andre. You'll be entered in to win our Gruber Law Offices 5K giveaway courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Hey, for official contest rules, go to 1017thetruth.com. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, give Gruber Law Offices a call. All right. Question of the day. If you get that ticket, that lucky ticket, or somehow you scratch off something and you win a lot of money, who you going to call first? That's the question of the day. Y'all feel free to answer. Hit us up in the chat. Hit us up on the talk to text. Somebody in the talk to text says, don't even say a billion, Tory Lowe. They'll get you for 10K. They'll get you for 10K. Hey, I'll say this. That's an interesting conversation. I'm telling you, people change. When money come around, everybody change. Situation get different, get real different. I'm trying to tell you. It's a story though that I want to talk about. Remember the young lady that was out at Mayfair that got chewed on by the canine, that the canine had chewed on her ankle, and the guy in the security was trying to pry the canine's mouth off the girl. Amira Walls is suing the security company, but they got new information on this. It's new information coming out. WISN 12 has obtained a body camera video showing what happened the moment she tried to break up the fight last month. I guess she was just trying to break up the fight. But we got video, new information on what took place at Mayfair Mall. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen.
Derek focused on the canine handler unable to control the canine, but also on the fact that mall security here didn't tell police about the dog bite.
When Wauwatosa police responded to Mayfair Mall March 28th for reports of a fight,
the party who was attacked left.
The security guard said the group of people fighting was already gone.
Did it get physical?
Yeah, she had a scratch. One officer who I was with, 215, he has like the picture of like her like having a scratch in her face.
But what the guard who works for Andy Frain Services failed to mention. A security canine bit 19-year-old Amira Walls, latching onto her ankle, ignoring commands to let her go. Videos of the incident now viral, one showing the dog biting Walls for at least 45 seconds. The canine handler, Malcolm Ingram, seen struggling to regain control. Walls the next day, bringing the bite to the attention of Wauwatosa police.
In the midst of me trying to protect myself, the dog just attacked my leg. And I fell to the ground. He tried to take the dog off of me, started hitting the dog in the face.
So he was talking to the dog, like, why would you do that?
Walls shared these photos of her injuries. The officer acknowledges potential serious medical complications for Walls.
We are required to fill out a full report as to what happened. I'm going to have to go to the mall, get all of their information and the dog's information as far as, like, rabies, stuff like that, because they're required to quarantine the dog for 10 days.
And Emily's with us live tonight. Again, Emily, records we obtained suggest that 10-day quarantine never happened.
Never happened.
Right. A police report says that canine handler told investigators that the security company actually transferred the canine to another state. That handler also says that the security company fired him.
Oh, wow. So check this out. They moved the dog to another state. See, this is why people don't trust, like, all of these protective ideas. They sitting around with these badges on. They sitting around. And then when stuff like when it's them, when it's you. Oh, you're going to get bust down. But when it's them, they protected the dog, DJ Brother Z. Their dog's supposed to go into quarantine for 10 days. They moved the dog to another state so the dog couldn't be quarantined. And this the people that's supposed to be protecting the public. So when something happened to the public, it looked like they protecting themselves. This is crazy. This is crazy work. And salute to attorney B. Ivy Lamar once again on this situation, dealing with this situation as well. But they got to check the dog for rabies. So why y'all they snuck the dog out the back door to another state? This is what I'm saying. Every time we want answers from the establishment order, from these people that's supposed to be the high road type ideas, they backdooring the public every time when it's them. And you know what it makes me believe? They there to get you, the regular people. But they when they perform like criminals, they don't get they self. You know, They don't turn and get they self when they know a member of their team or they acting like the criminals. They don't want you to hide nobody. They don't want you to harbor nobody. They want you to do the right thing, but they didn't even put it on the paperwork that the girl got bit. They didn't even write it up. Then they protected the dog by moving the dog out of town. Is the security company still working at Mayfair? Do they still got that security company? Or did they need? I would let that whole security company go. Y'all can't do security no more. Y'all didn't even fill out the paperwork when the damage was to a person that was breaking up a fight. Y'all couldn't even do the right paperwork on that. But trust me, if you was doing something at the Mayfair Mall, they going to have the right paperwork on you. Which leads me to believe they there to get you. You know what I mean? I always tell people, like, when you start realizing the truth about a lot of this stuff, you don't even think the same way no more about the mission statement. They riding around with the mission statement. We're here for security. We're here to help everybody. All of a sudden, they do something out of pocket. We got to get little. Get that dog up out of here. Hurry up. It ain't funny. It ain't, but that's what happened. I can see them. Hurry up. Get in the car. Get in the car. Hurry up. That whole security, the Mayfair Mall need to get a whole new. If this true, what they saying, then they gonna try to calm the public down. We fired the guy. We fired one guy. We fired the guy. We gonna keep going. No. Hold up. No, y'all. We need to get a whole new security company because it took a lot of people to get for that dog to get up out of there, knowing that they know the rules. That the dog, even the lady talking to the girl, she was talking about the dog and she had the rules right in front of her on paper. So the rules is on paper. What I told y'all at the beginning of the show. You want to get organized, you got to write stuff down on paper so everybody know what to do. You can't tell me they didn't know what to do. They knew exactly what to do, so when they got the dog up out of there, they knew exactly what they was doing. It's in writing if the dog bites somebody, they got to check for diseases and quarantine the dog. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Pull up right now, get what you need. LV right to the ground, used to live with the dolphin. Racks in my pockets, getting money in my jeans. I can't catch another case, rap going good, gotta move clean.
Tune into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth's Black Business Give Back Spotlight this Friday at 3:57 p.m. between the Tory Lowe Show and The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We will be joined by Michelle Rogers, owner of Lavish Waste and Wellness Spa. We will discuss her unique approach to wellness through detoxification. Hey, once again, that's the Black Business Give Back Spotlight with Lavish Waste and Wellness Spa this Friday at 3:57 p.m. right here on the new 101.7 The Truth. Hey. Joining me on the lines is advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Hey, it was a good show today. A lot of, we had guests. We had a lot of great conversation. But I want to ask you the question
of
the day.
Sing.
Oh.
Okay.
Imani is powerful.
Yes.
Powerful.
Yes. Hey, very powerful. Yes.
We had to put the love on the airway.
We got them pipes. Absolutely. It's a whole frequency. I promise you it is. So salute to her and salute to you because it was needed. Love in the end, love will win.
That's what they say. We out here on the battlefield.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you the question of the day, though. I want to have a little fun right quick. I mean, if you won the big jackpot, you won the Billy, you know, who, when you pick up the phone, who's the first person you're going to call?
Hey, so we got a party group line for like the family. Well, you know, cause you in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hit that on FaceTime and like we moving on up like the Jeffersons. You know what I'm saying?
Like George and Weezy.
I'm putting that. Hey, we gonna be on FaceTime and I'm like, hey, Mama, we made it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's up. So I'm just gonna do that group. So it's. The people that's in my circle, which is you, my mama, my sister, my daughter, my nieces and nephews, you know, we got the little family chat going to be cracking. And we all taking a flight, you know.
Hey, back then they did want me, now I'm out there all on me.
Absolutely. And we're going to accept the check on the beach with a couple of coconuts, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow, coconut water.
Absolutely. No, fam, no. That's gonna be the one day I'm gonna have an alcohol beverage.
Oh, you know? Wow!
Yeah, it's gonna have to be a Tahitian something.
Oh,
you know
wow.
what I'm saying? Tequila sunrise.
Tequila
sunrise.
That'll
be my first
sweet.
Drink. And absolutely on the beach. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause we in the money. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Like.
Look, I always tell people like
so that'll be my first call.
That's powerful. You know, I'll say this, you know,
absolutely.
When we talk about our community and that kind of ideal of actually coming into that kind of money, and that's why financial literacy is important. That's why understanding money management and things like that. But at this day and age, you can go on YouTube and figure that out.
Absolutely. You definitely can go on YouTube and figure it out. Not only that, just scrolling in the Instagram streets and Facebook, too. You know, it's a lot of people out here educating. about that and the extent of what that looks like. So, I mean, the smartphone is definitely you in a place where in space where you can get whatever information you need, you can find it. Just scrolling in the social media streets. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, whatever you need, you got it. And usually that algorithm of if it's about education, you know what I'm saying, you're able to keep that type of thing that's showing up on your feeds versus, you know, the ignorance that's out there too. So I'm finding that out too. The more new things that you click on that's interested to you, because now they ask you, do you want to stick to the same script on what you was looking up, or do you want to try something else? And I want to stick to the script of, you know, the education when it come down to, you know, money, when it come down to, you know, morals, when it come down to spirit, when it come down to pagan holidays, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get to personalize it to what it is that where you at mentally in your life, and then that'll come up on your feeds too. So
I'll say this. Yeah. My granddaddy, I said it before. My granddaddy said that you'll find out who people truly are when money involved.
Hey, absolutely. Money, and when you get money or when somebody die, you know, they show their true colors. You know what I'm saying? Like, but definitely money. Either money bring out the best in you or it bring out the worst in you. And the same thing with death. Death usually bring out the best in some people, and then also brings out the worst in some people. Either one of those situations gonna show you who you got and where you at in life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
so I would say pay attention to that.
Well, I want to talk about this story. I want to get your take on this story that took place right here in Milwaukee. A Milwaukee man arrested for drugs and guns found inside a building that was presented as a daycare.
Man.
They said that he was watching Power. He was trying to be a part of the Power universe. But
we
got video.
That was an epic fail.
Oh, no, we got video as we broadcast live. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, this is where you say they use these fronts, because they saying that this guy named Timothy Bia, he's facing multiple gun and drug-related charges after a recent traffic stop. Hey, and then they always get caught at the traffic stop on the day they re-up.
Hey, well, he was, because he was on the highway. Right. And he hid it in the hood of the car. Like,
Hey. After we play the video, after we listen to the video, I'll give my opinion. But look, if you're watching as we broadcast live, we got video. Let's listen.
And guns.
Investigators searched a West Dallas house and they found drug presses and more guns. Bill Miston explains. It started with a traffic stop.
A traffic stop. A brick of fentanyl under the hood led to cops raiding two properties the next day, both owned by the same man, 41-year-old Timothy B. Federal prosecutors charged B on Friday with drug and gun charges. Last Thursday night, deputies pulled over an SUV for excessive window tint on 43 northbound in downtown Milwaukee. Filings say B was behind the wheel, a woman in the passenger seat, and a brick of drugs tested positive for fentanyl was found under the hood. The car registered to be at this building.
Timothy B., 3941 North Tetonia.
He appeared before a licenses committee last spring for the bar he ran in the building he owns near 21st and Tetonia. It now says I Care Child Care. The drug gang task force searched the building on Friday. Inside, police found more than 11 pounds of fentanyl, more than 2 pounds of coke, and 3 guns, including one with a switch. And in his West Dallas home near 76th and Beloit, filings say investigators found 2 drug presses, a money counter, and nearly a dozen firearms. Those in the home declined to comment. Back at B's building on Teutonia, it's unclear if a daycare ever operated out of the location.
Multiple neighbors Fox 6 spoke with say the signage changed over the last several months, but had never seen any children coming or going.
iCare Childcare is registered to 42-year-old Crystal Robinson. Arrest records show Robinson was in the car with B when they were both arrested. She was released from custody and is not charged in connection to the case. State records show Robinson runs iCare Childcare out of her home.
Ma'am, can you please explain?
I tried talking to her on the phone. She hung up on me, so I called back.
Hi, is this Miss Robinson?
She said it wasn't her, so I called again.
Hi, you reached Crystal, and as you can see, I'm not in right now. If you are calling in regards to iCare Childcare, please leave a message.
Bill Miston, Fox 6 News.
All right, Liz. They still trying to hustle. They still trying to be like Ghost on Power. I guess he was watching the Power Universe because he was trying to move like Ghost.
Hey, that didn't work out. I would just, at this point, I guess she was trying to move it from her house to the building. You just have to know, you know, who you're dealing with, and you have to make sure, you know, that you are in the know at what's going on, because this is going to be a major hit for her. Like, who want their kids, you know, dealing with somebody that's connected to somebody that would allow that type of paraphernalia to be in a building that got your label on it? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's iffy. So, again, you know what I'm saying? They saying she wasn't charged, but she's still finna take a major hit because, you know, again, you have to be real careful who you associate with and how that runs into your day-to-day life, because like you stated, the show me your five closest friends and I can show you your future. So,
right.
Hey.
Well, I'll say this. That's, and then they put the daycare up as a front. I guess that's what they saying, because there wasn't no kids coming in out of the daycare. But once again, you got somebody.
Well, they said the signage had just changed. So what we just speculating,
yeah, fact.
Yeah, because she got a home daycare. So if her numbers had multiplied, then she would have been able to use
the next door.
You know what I'm saying? The building. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? She'd have been able to use the building and receive more, you know, get more kids and have enough room for them to, you know, move about or whatever. But, and then this transpired with her name, her signage on the front of the building.
Well,
that's a good look.
I'm telling you right now, that fentanyl is out there, and it could be in the street weed. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if you on that street weed and you maybe have some fentanyl in it, I'm trying to tell you, y'all got to be more careful. Say no to drugs.
Absolutely. And they really need to be, because it's really, again, in the social media streets, they're telling you, you know, that the weed and how you're reacting to it, if you're smoking it and you unable to do anything and you start to have hallucinations. And, you know, I was just telling some young guys that I had talked to, somebody reached out to me and asked me to, you know, reach out to this young man who was contemplating suicide. I had two people this week, two youth this week, younger, early 20s, who are having these feelings of, you know, suicide. And, you know, they really in a dark space and stuff like that. And, I mean, no coincidence, they both do smoke weed, you know. So, again, you have to make sure that you're checking on your people and making sure you're checking on yourself, too. Because, again, if you don't know what you're taking, a lot of people don't even know, you know, if it's female weed, if it's male. Like, it's so many intricate details on marijuana that if you don't know what it is that you're smoking, You don't know what it is you're getting addicted to. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And each dealer or person that's selling you this weed is doing their own thing to it to try to keep the traffic going. You know what I'm saying? So,
and then you know, every week, the name change on it every week.
Depending on
who whipping it up.
Absolutely. And that's scary, right. You know, because, again, like I said, especially our youth, for a long time, it was natural from the earth, and it wasn't these type of side effects and things like that. But it's really a gateway drug right now, because you don't know what type of drug you're getting and how that's going to interact with, you know, your chemistry.
Well, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
Tune in to The Truth Saturday at 11 a.m. for another episode of More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Kerry Noni Juice will be joined by Sarah Noble, principal partner at B Noble Group. Sandra Lewis, founder and CEO of Reimagining Full Spectrum Doula Services. And Tamara Thompson of Doula Reproductive Justice Advocate in Maroon, Calabash. Okay. They will be discussing healing legacies and Black maternal health. Once again, that's More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Elizabeth Brown, let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
I mean, powerful as always. Salute to the queen with the beautiful pipes. She came with it. Hey,
and Monty Brown,
I mean,
salute.
Yes.
Star
yes.
53206, the movie.
We have so much talent in the city of Milwaukee. And, you know, I'm claiming, you know, celebrityism for her. But, again, like we said, we got to clean it out first before we – put the clean people in, because everybody right now in that industry is dirty.
You don't want to throw them in Hollywood right now. We don't know what. I don't want to take the blame for somebody trying to do
not the Hollywood
some strange things.
No, we don't want none of that. We don't want none of that. But as always, King, another one in the books. Excellent show. You know, thank you for putting the love frequency on the air, because, again, together we make it better. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
let's get it
better together. Hey, I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual, Elizabeth Brown. And as usual, we got a lot of work to do.
Let's get it, King.
Also, somebody in the chat said it's not just the street drugs, it's the store-bought Delta 8 too. There's a company that was distributing fentanyl illegally in Delta 8. They're selling also contaminated with fentanyl. Stay away from the overprocessed, unregulated drugs as well.
Absolutely. Prescriptions, too. Make sure you...
The opioid crisis.
Too. Absolutely.
All right. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Toy Love from Waterfall. Green don't always mean go. Let's get it.
All right. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I'll be up in Green Bay tomorrow for the draft. Wish me safe travels. Dr. Ken Harris up next.